You cannot imagine the Rolling Stones without Mick Jagger. Bands are often identified by the lead singer, but not Morcheeba. This British band plays trip-hop, that's a mix of jazz fusion and hip-hop, with the mellow, silky vocals of lead singer Sky Edwards. But no more. Morcheeba has a new CD with a new singer and a new sound. NPR's Elizabeth Blair reports.
Really good chill-out music. That's how Morcheeba first gained a loyal following in the late 1990s.
Tune in, drop out, I love, pull the trigger, I'm a hippie.
Paul and Ross Godfrey, brothers from Southeast England, started Morcheeba, along with singer Sky Edwards. Back then, they were interested in making music that was easy on the ears. They became favorites with the late-night crowd, sold at least a few million CDs, and went on a worldwide tour, which they called From Brixton to Beijing.
We're all companions on a witch we say. It's all part of the process.
Morcheeba. Mor stands for middle of the road, and cheeba is slang for marijuana. Ross and Paul Godfrey came up with the name on a whim. But in China, their name was an issue.
We had to do like a load of press conferences, and they told us that we weren't allowed to mention what our name meant. They said, can you say that it means a beautiful flower? And so we were doing this press conference in front of like 50 Chinese journalists, and someone said, what does your name mean? And we said, beautiful flower, and they all started laughing.
Ross Godfrey says they were later told that in Beijing, Morcheeba is slang for touching a certain part of the anatomy.
So it's kind of funny when they were chanting it at the gig.
That tour lasted about 18 months. After that, Morcheeba took a long break. When they decided to record again, the Godfrey brothers wanted to do something completely different. Paul Godfrey says he and his brother have a Rolodex full of musical styles they'd like to try. And that meant parting ways with singer Sky Edwards.
Sky was, you know, very key to our sound, our initial sound. But, you know, we sort of want room to move and to grow and, you know, we lived in each other's pockets for so long, and Ross and I were controlling Morcheeba, and, you know, I think Sky's confidence got to the point that she really wanted to branch out, and we agreed.
But some of Morcheeba's longtime fans disagreed. Even though the Godfreys write and arrange most of the songs and play most of the instruments, Sky Edwards had a serene, soulful presence. To some fans, Morcheeba wouldn't be the same without her. And that's exactly what Paul and Ross Godfrey wanted. For their new CD, they turned to a very different kind of singer named Daisy Marty.
Daisy's voice just allowed us to kind of, you know, go places that we hadn't been before.
The new CD is called Antidote. One of the styles the Godfreys pulled out of their Rolodex was 60s English folk rock.
Ross and I had the vision of the kind of style of music that we wanted to make, and it was, yeah, sort of psychedelic folk rock, sort of West Coast, you know, mixed with the kind of English stuff. We were listening to a lot of Fairport and Fotheringay and Pentangle. I think Pentangle being the one that kind of inspired me.
Let's get away, you say, find a better place. Miles and miles away from the city's rays. Look around for someone flying in the sunshine, marking time. Hear the sighs, close your eyes.
Pentangle was a British folk rock group popular in the late 60s and early 70s. Paul and Ross Godfrey, who consider their musical roots to be hip-hop and electronica, have come up with songs that take a little something from all of their influences.
Gun, you son of a gun, how can it be done? We're still on the run. Ten men, all rode into one. Ten men, in one. Ten men.
With the new album, I think Daisy is the perfect accompaniment on Paul and Ross's long, strange trip. Because, you know, they're constantly trying to reinvent themselves.
Dennis Sabayan writes for Herb, short for Urban, magazine. In his review, Sabayan says Morcheeba's new sound could make your plants grow healthy.
It's a lively album. It's very colorful. I feel very uplifted, not only by Daisy Marty's vocals, but also by all the different elements, the tambourines. I was actually listening to it this morning, and I just felt invigorated within minutes of putting it on. So that's why I think it definitely could make plants grow healthy.
The heavy gangster helps himself. Don't have time for no one else. Brittle bones and rotten veins. Celebrate ill-gotten gains. No time for justice or sweetness and light. How does he thrust his weakness aside? The grass is hissing to disallow. Dismiss appropriation now. Hold up, that's daylight robbery. Hold up, you're bleeding a stripe.
Even as they experiment with new sounds and new singers, Ross and Paul Godfrey are very particular about all of their songs. And they ran into a problem when they asked Daisy Marty, their new singer, to perform songs they'd written with their former singer, Sky Edwards, in mind. Paul Godfrey.
It just didn't work out live. I mean, it worked out great for the record. And then touring is a whole different thing, where we play a lot of our old back catalogue and stuff like that, and it just didn't really suit. So we had to find a more appropriate singer for our live group.
In other words, don't get too attached to Daisy Marty because she's no longer with the band. Ross Godfrey doesn't seem too concerned that their fans might not like some of these changes.
We don't really ever consider what fans think when we make music. It's kind of like the tail wagging the dog, if you know what I mean. If we worry about what people think, then we're never going to do anything different than when we started, you know. And we were very experimental when we started, so if we'd have listened to people's advice, we never would have got anywhere in the first place.
Morcheeba's new CD is called Antidote. They're planning a U.S. tour with a new singer in November. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News. My friend.